Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Center for Science and Culture. On today's episode, we have a clip from Privileged Species that was the inspiration for biologist Michael Denton's latest book, The Wonder of Water, Water's Profound Fitness for Life on Earth and Mankind. In Wonder of Water, Denton makes the argument that the amazing interlocking qualities of water's unusual chemistry make it ideally suited to make life on Earth possible. This short clip summarizes some of these diverse capacities of water and shows how altogether they provide some of the most powerful evidence in nature of intelligent design.
Water is the driving force of all nature. Leonardo da Vinci. It covers nearly three quarters of our planet, and it's essential for our existence. Water is a thing of wonder and inspiration. It also happens to be uniquely fit for creatures like us. One key feature of water that promotes life is its capacity to act as a universal solvent. Water can dissolve almost anything. This allows it to be an ideal carrier of the many chemicals and minerals we need for life. At the same time, water is less chemically reactive than many other solvents. Sulfuric acid can dissolve minerals, but it also destroys them by reacting with them and making them useless for life. Water dissolves minerals without destroying them, allowing them to carry out their life-giving functions. Water is thus an ideal solvent for life. Another important feature of water that enables life is its low viscosity or thickness. Different liquids can have radically different viscosities. Tar has a much higher viscosity than olive oil, and olive oil has a much higher viscosity than water. Water has one of the lowest viscosities of any common liquid, and its viscosity seems just right to facilitate life like ours. If the viscosity of water were any lower, like the viscosity of liquid hydrogen, the delicate microscopic structures in our cells wouldn't survive when subjected to outside forces. On the other hand, if water's viscosity were even slightly higher, the pumping of blood through the tiny capillaries which permeate all the organs in the body would be impossible, and our circulatory system wouldn't be able to supply enough oxygen or glucose to our muscle tissues for organisms like us to survive. In sum, the viscosity of water seems to be finely tuned for life like us. But perhaps the most striking features of water that make life possible are its thermal properties, which help us deal with the impact of heat. Many biochemical processes essential for life can only operate within a narrow band of temperatures. If the temperature is too high or too low, these biochemical processes cease to function, and life like ours becomes impossible. Thus, maintaining stable temperatures on the Earth and inside ourselves is essential for us to exist. Water is critical to maintaining stable temperatures. Water has a high heat capacity, which means that it can absorb large amounts of heat with only a relatively small increase in its temperature. You can see this in everyday life. Walk barefoot on sand on a hot summer's day, and you'll likely burn your feet. Place your feet in a swimming pool during the same summer day, and the water will only be pleasantly warm. Water's high capacity for absorbing heat helps both our planet and our bodies to maintain a stable temperature range.
You have to put a lot of energy into water to change the temperature. That's very convenient. It means it's very easy for warm-blooded organisms like ourselves to maintain body temperature. So that's a property of water which seems specifically fit of beings like ourselves. And but there's another property of water which might even be more critical, and that is that in fact the evaporative cooling of water is one of the greatest of any fluid that's known.
The human metabolism produces large amounts of heat that needs to be discharged, or the body will overheat and die. The evaporation of water through perspiration is one of the key ways our body gets rid of excess heat. Water is especially fit for the task of cooling us because it absorbs a large amount of heat when it evaporates. In fact, more heat is absorbed by the evaporation of water than by the evaporation of almost any other known fluid at ambient temperatures and pressures. Water is uniquely suited to help us shed excess heat in hot climates. When the outside temperatures exceed the level of your body temperature, other ways of getting rid of heat won't work.
Because the only way to lose heat when the environment around you is reaching sort of 38 degrees centigrade is by evaporative cooling, because you can't radiate the heat out because the environment is 38 degrees, it's warmer than you, right? So it's absolutely critical to warm-blooded organisms like ourselves that the evaporative cooling of water is very high. It's one of the highest of any known common fluid.
The high evaporative cooling of water appears to benefit humans more than any other animal. Being relatively hairless, humans lose heat through evaporative cooling more efficiently than any other mammal. Consequently, in the heat of the day, humans can exert themselves continuously for longer periods of time than other mammals. Another intriguing thermal property of water is its peculiar behavior when freezing. Most liquids contract as they freeze, making their solid form denser than their liquid form. Unlike virtually every other liquid, however, water expands when it freezes, making frozen water less dense than liquid water. That's why ice floats. This special property of water helps preserve it in its liquid state. If water acted like most other liquids, oceans and lakes would freeze from the bottom up until there was no liquid left. Most of the Earth would be permanently encased in ice, making life as we know it impossible. Instead, when ice forms on the top of water, it creates a protective lid that insulates the water underneath it from the cold, keeping it in its liquid state and preserving its ability to nourish life. Water makes our life possible not only through its own peculiar properties, but also through the way it operates in tandem with seemingly independent geological processes to recycle the elements required for life on Earth. Through the movement of tectonic plates and the action of volcanoes, the tectonic cycle pushes up to the Earth's surface the minerals and other elements needed for life. Then the hydrologic or water cycle dissolves these same minerals and elements through erosion and ultimately deposits them on the ocean floor, where the tectonic cycle can recycle them yet again.
And these are two great cogs which work together. The tectonic cycle keeps on recycling the crustal material, and the hydrolytic cycle dissolves the key minerals which are necessary for life and sort of takes them out of the crusts and puts them in the hydrosphere, in the fluids of the Earth.
By working together, the tectonic cycle and the water cycle preserve the chemical and physical stability of the Earth's surface environment, enabling life to continue to flourish.
You just heard a clip on the properties of water from the film Privileged Species. For more about the amazing qualities of water, be sure to check out Discovery Senior Fellow and Biologist Michael Denton's latest book, The Wonder of Water. You can get that at wonderofwater.org. That's wonderofwater.org. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.